are now listening to the Snowbombing Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the second episode of the Snowbombing Daily Podcast 2013. My name is Ben Gamori. Slowly easing in here in my Hoffen. And on this second episode today, got music for you from the likes of James Abida, Justin Martin, Kerry Chandler, Tiga, Eats Everything and more. Also speaking to the two big names from last night, Above and Beyond and James Abida himself. Kicking off with something from tonight's Racket Club headliners, Hospital Records, High Contrast. New track, Some Things Never Change, midnight till one tonight in the Racket. Contrast there with Some Things Never Change. Hospitality takeover tonight in the Racket Club with SPY, London Electricity, High Contrast, Net Sky and Camo and Crooked. Going to be big for all you bass lovers out there. Now over to something from last night. Above and Beyond made their snowbombing debut in the Racket Club to quite an amazing reception. I caught a couple of minutes with Tony from Above and Beyond just before he went on to find out what he thought about our magical little festival.
We're out here in the snow. Tony, Above and Beyond, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks, yeah.
We're not going to keep you long because it is bitterly cold.
No, it's not. It's actually quite warm.
Same as England, actually.
It's about the same as, except when you get in your hotel and it's really warm in the hotel. And then you go outside and it's a bit cold, but it's not really that much colder than England right now.
Is this the first time you will have played in a tennis club in the mountains?
Definitely, yeah. The first time for snow bombing. Jono and I went up the mountain today to try out our equipment.
How was that?
Which is a bit new. It was like skiing.
Skier, boarder?
It's both skiers. It was like skiing in a ping pong ball. We couldn't see anything. It was very strange. Very kind of ghostly. I mean, I think, you know, if you were here for a long time, you probably wouldn't have gone skiing today. But it's supposed to be nice tomorrow, so hoping to get some snow action.
Decent snow, indeed. Okay, and what can people expect tonight, then?
We're not really sure, to be honest, what we're going to play. But I thought, you know, we'll play it by ear and see what people respond to, because it's a different kind of thing for us. This is a, you know, different kind of festival, a bit of a breakout from our normal, you know, God's Kitchen global gathering kind of circuit, which is great. We're trying to do a little bit more of that this year, so we'll see.
It must be quite nice to do something as well that's a free for all and get the locals involved. It's not like an exclusive thing.
Yeah, the whole thing is very different, but it's nice to do stuff that's a little bit different. We've done most of the same things for a few years now, and I think this year we're trying to do some different things. We're going to be doing Bestival and Rockness and a few other kind of more mainstream festivals, rather than just sticking to the same kind of little dance circuit. So yeah, it's going to be testing us, but hopefully it'll be fun.
Excellent. And what's coming up for you in the next few months?
We're writing and recording a new album, and we've also got a little project which is going to come to fruition in June, which I'm very excited about. And just in, you know, incessant touring. We've got a residency in Vegas at the Wynn, which is great. I mean, Steve Wynn's done virtually everything that's exciting in Vegas, so we actually get to have dinner with him. I mean, he really is a living legend. He must be about 106 now, but, you know, I mean, he was there when Frank Sinatra and all those guys were there, so he's kind of going right to the source in Vegas.
I'm sure you guys will keep him youthful with your music.
I hope so, yeah. I think that's one of the reasons why electronic music's so big in Vegas, because he saw it coming, really. I mean, he's very astute that way. I think he's always been, you know, all the great things that, you know, from the Bellagio to whatever else, you know, Steve Wynn's been behind it. He really is quite a legend. So this is our first season at his hotel. We're looking forward to that.
Incredible. Well, very exciting stuff. Let's get back inside. Enjoy your set tonight.
Thanks
so much for talking to us.
No worries. Cheers.
You are now listening to the Snowballing Podcast.
Tonight in the Schlüssel, we've got the Lusch guys touching down. None other than US house legend Kerry Chandler as a headliner, playing 3 till 5, the power hours, finishing proceedings off tonight. And here's one of his classics, Bar Rhythm. Make sure you catch him tonight if you're in Meyerhofen. If not, you better hope someone's recording it. Thank you. Of Eats Everything. Spoke to him on our preview podcast. He was feeling a bit under the weather, but looks like he's back on top of things. He better be, because he's got two sets tonight. As I speak, actually, he's playing in the Arctic Disco back-to-back with Justin Martin, his new sparring partner. Tonight, he headlines for Future Boogie in the Brookage Stadel from 2 till 4. This is a remix of Jamie Jones's Whiff It Y'all from last year. Love this. And speaking of that man, Justin Martin, let's play something from him. As well as playing in the Arctic Disco tonight, he is also playing at Heidi's Jackathon versus Mixed Mag Party in the Brookings Stadel. That's on Friday from 2 till 4. This is his remix of Goldie's Chemistry, which features on Justin's debut album, Ghettos and Gardens, on Dirty Bird. Jungle House for the masses. about snow bombing. All the artists, most of the artists I say anyway, like to get stuck in with some snow action, make the most of their time here. One man you'll always see on the slopes boarding is James Abela. After his mighty set in the Arctic Disco last night, we ran into him and thought we'd get a piece of his mind and an essential snow bombing tip.
Just bumped into James Abela, trying to sort out some lift passes by the looks of it. How are you doing?
Yeah, on the blag. I'm a bit tired, but I'm alright.
How many years have you been here now, consecutively?
I think this is, could actually be my seventh, but I think it's the sixth year in a row, definitely.
It's impressive, honorary resident of Meyerhofen.
Yeah, I love it here. And actually, I've been here twice outside of snow bombing on a snowboarding holiday, in January.
How was last night, the Arctic Disco?
It was wicked. It was cold, as you can imagine, but yeah, really good fun. I still ended up DJing in just a t-shirt. I had my snowboarding clothes on for about an hour and then started to feel the sweat.
Slowly started to strip them off.
So I was probably the least clothed person in there, but it was really good fun.
What's it like trying to DJ when your extremities are frozen?
It's mad. One of the CDJs totally froze up. The wheel just froze and the display bends. Froze. Yeah, I had a little cord K oscillator thing. That just went mental. Started doing crazy things all on its own. I went to MIDI, assigned something on my laptop, and that reassigned one of the controls completely of its own accord. It was really,
I think it serves you right for being so complicated.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're in an igloo, when in Rome.
To be fair though, it all sort of still worked. So that was good.
That's great. All that matters. What's your top tip for anyone who's coming here for the first time, just to round off?
If you've never been boarding before, definitely get lessons. And what's my other tip? Sunscreen. Yeah. Because I got very burnt before. You get more sunburnt here than going to the beach or anything like that, so definitely.
On that note, we better end this interview pretty abruptly while we go and locate some sun cream. Thanks very much, James Abela.
No,
cheers, man. Tonight, snow bombing, we're also being treated to Tiger's Turbo Takeover in the arena. You try making me wait. Looking forward to see him play from 2 till 4 and juggling that with a bit of Eats Everything and Hospital Records. There's too much on, as always. I'm going to leave you with this classic remix of LCD Sound System's Tribulations. But you come undone when you come undone. I'll be back tomorrow with more music, highlights from the first big night tonight, and a look ahead to tomorrow night, plus interviews. Look forward to seeing some of you out and about if you're in Meyerhofen. If you're back home, I hope you're enjoying the tunes. Get your payment.
hopefully get you through your first day back at work tomorrow as well. Until tomorrow, my name is Ben Gamori. This is the Snowbombing Podcast. See ya. Podcast.